Welcome into the Husker 24/7 podcast. We got a quick edition today. I'm Mike Schaefer, joined by Brian Christopherson. No Michael Bruns today, but we wanted to have a quick conversation about Nebraska's latest addition with Sean Hardy at wide receiver, and then some great news that they picked up with Omar Manning. Brian, do you want to start with Sean Hardy, or do you want to jump right into the Omar Manning talk?
We can go with our guy Sean Hardy out of Georgia. Good size receiver himself, and you might have saw it coming. I didn't necessarily see that one coming down the road. I didn't know that was going to happen. So, you know, I thought it was a good pull when I looked at his offer list and watched his film. Another big target. I know there was some disappointment when Jalen Noel picked Iowa State on Sunday. But when you count the Hardy commitment and then you add in the recent good news of the last few weeks of Xavier Betts and Omar Manning getting academically qualified and being on their way here in the next, you know, few days, I would say Nebraska's wide receiver room is on the uptick. I feel a lot better about it right now than I did a month ago at this time.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And no, I didn't know that Sean Hardy was going to happen until – I heard from Steve Wilfong probably about 40 minutes before it did happen. And so he's kind of the quintessential Nebraska recruit in that way. Pretty quiet kid. I'd only talked to him a couple times, really not interested in doing a whole lot of interviews or discussing anything. I talked with his coach, Bob Spire, yesterday, and there'll be a story up on Husker 24/7 at some point from his own comments about his player. And Sean is a really good athlete. He's a guy that can play defensive back. He played wide receiver. He's a backup punter. He's the best soccer player in the program over there in Camden County. And they play really good football down there in Southern Georgia. And I think that, you know, we get so locked into what Atlanta is for Nebraska and recruiting Georgia that way that you kind of forget there's a lot of talent in that state that's outside of the area, and so outside of the Atlanta area, and down there near Jacksonville in the Georgian part, they play really good football. Coach Spire basically said that Sean Hardy's lining up against a Power 5 defensive back every time he goes out, and so he has to be able to play well. He's gone up against good competition. Feels he's great at tracking the deep ball. He's someone that can go up and get it, but can also run down the ball. Has a nice instinct for putting himself in position on a pass, doesn't get overthrown a lot. So a different type of receiver than what we've seen, you know, Nebraska go out and get. And you mentioned Jalen Noel. That was a guy Nebraska really wanted. Certainly would have taken in addition to Sean Hardy. Very different type of wide receiver. But Nebraska going 1-for-2 this last weekend, and then the Omar Manning news and coming off of the Xavier Betts news the week before. Just a strong last couple of weeks for Nebraska's wide receivers and what that room is going to look like. And we probably haven't talked a lot about this, but, you know, if anybody is excited right now, it's got to be Matt Lubick, because what he inherited when he got here versus what it's going to look like in a couple of weeks, an entirely different room, entirely different situation for that coach.
Yeah, and I saw today, you know, Marcus Fleming is tweeting, you know, I'm on my way to Nebraska. And we don't know, of course, what the practice structure is going to look like. There's this talk that maybe there's going to be a 6-week lead-in period to the season. That's at least being proposed on the table, where maybe you could get a couple weeks of basically NFL OTA style training before fall camp. But whatever happens there, it's a monster deal that the wide receivers, these young guys, Betts, Manning, Fleming, hopefully Will Nixon, I assume, that they can get out there and maybe do some drills off to the side with the quarterbacks and, you know, some of that 7-on-7 work that's not official practice type stuff, but you can still go throw the ball to, you know, the new receivers and kind of get a rhythm there. That's a huge deal. So I know – in the case of Xavier Betts, Michael Huffman, you know, back in December was saying it's going to be such a critical thing for him to get on campus as early as possible, because he's a guy who really feeds off the structure of, you know, getting to know his quarterback and being in that system around the other guys and all that. And so if you can get Betts and Manning and they're kind of competing with each other and they're going up against some of these veteran DBs like DiCaprio Boodle, you know, I think that's a pretty big deal in June as we kind of wait to see what the official structure looks like in July.
I want to kind of stick with Omar Manning here for a little bit. I don't want to hype things too much, but I do think that this is one of the biggest additions that I can recall Nebraska getting for a guy that I expect to play right away and to help right away. Like this, you know, at the time, Randy Gregory was a big deal, and he was coming off of a leg injury, and you didn't know quite how good he was going to be, and he turned out to be even better than what people could have hoped. Levante David was not someone people would have thought of in the same realm, because he was a linebacker that ended up playing because of an injury, not because it was immediately thought he was going to come in and be Levante David that he turned out to be. Who's a junior college guy or transfer addition that you can think of, Brian, that really came in and helped out immediately?
Sorry if I was talking over.
I
think you're right in saying that when you think of transfers, I don't know that the expectations have ever been higher for a guy, and we can call that hype or whatever we want, but I just think it's the truth. I think that's how people feel about it, because one, it's at a position where it's desperately needed after what we saw last year, where basically it was Wandale, JD, and then who the heck, you know, who you didn't know could make a play out there besides those two guys. And I think JD Spielman's future with Nebraska is very hazy. There's been no clarification or update there that suggests that's changed a lot. And so basically you're asking all your newcomer guys at wide receiver, the door's wide open. We need like half of you to rise up and be guys who can go out and make plays by week one, or at least be part of the rotation. And Omar Manning being the most veteran of those guys, and Scott Frost having even said, I don't think I've ever coached a receiver who looks quite like him. Yeah, that's a high bar that he has to jump over. But you know, the thing I like about him is he's been through some difficult things. He took that JUCO route where your situation kind of sucks and your dream seems so far away. And I think I said this on the podcast with Brunts one of the weeks prior. It reminds me a little bit of Dedrick Mills, where you kind of are behind the scenes, you're down in the dumps, and you got to fight your way out of it. And Dedrick Mills came here last year, and you could see he had that mentality where, I love football, I'm going to make it happen. And from everything we've heard about Omar Manning, he's got a little bit of that same fabric to him. And so I'm eager to see what it looks like, and I agree with you. I expect him to produce right away. I don't know what level, but I think he's got to be part of the rotation from the bat.
If we were sitting here and we were just throwing numbers against the wall, and I offered you 650 yards and 7 touchdowns in Omar Manning's first season, that seem in line with what you would expect? That seem high, seem low?
I think that's fair. Now, I think there's some people who will say that, oh, I want to go higher than that. But I think that's a fair starting point as far as a goal. And if a guy puts up that many yards in his first year of FBS football, that's a darn good season. Now, if Spielman's not back, you're going to need multiple guys to sort of patch together that 900 yards of receiving that Spielman was basically accounting for the last 3 years. That's basically what it's been, where you could count on Spielman for 850 to 900 almost. And so if Manning can get you close to that, and then you get an Alante Brown and, Marcus Fleming or anybody kind of who steps up and gives you a little bit off to the side too, that's a good deal. What I'm interested in is how this competition, how the newcomers all feed off each other, and how, like, if Alante Brown, you know, gets out there and he sees Omar Manning, and those guys, they want to be the guy. And that's a good thing. I mean, I think this can be a really exciting thing for Matt Lubick, that he's got all these eager new guys to mold right from the get-go, who are going to see this other person and say, man, that guy's – he's a good player. I got to step up my game if I want to be with him. And that's what you need.
Hey, while we're sticking on wide receivers, a couple other guys. Damarian Houston, Jamie Nance. How important do you think this summer – I already thought it was going to be a big spring, but how important is this summer going to be that they don't lose their spot completely in the shuffle with these new wide receivers?
Yeah, I felt those guys got a rough situation this spring. If I were to count like a few guys that it's like, okay, the disruption of everything was a really bad deal for, I think I would start with Jamie Nance in Houston, because they actually had the opportunity to go out there. Well, none of these other guys were here except for Lonte Brown, and kind of put their name out there for Matt Lubick and say, okay, this is what I can do. I'm at this point, and the other guys who are coming in are going to have to catch up to me. And now that playing field has really been leveled, where Houston and Nance aren't in a much different boat, to be honest, than any of these newcomers. I mean, obviously they had last year, but now they have a new position coach, and they only got two practices with them. And so there's no real advantage there. We know about their speed. I think in both cases they're guys who you think maybe they need to bulk up a little bit more. But to me, they're really unknowns just as much as any of the true freshmen or any of those guys. And so that's where I'm at with them. I don't know what to think of them. I have an open mind about them, but it's sort of like basically they're on page one of chapter one, I feel like. Maybe page two of chapter one at the most.
All right. Well, like I said, quick podcast today. We'll be back with another one later this week. Mike Schaefer, Brian Christopherson, Husker 24/7. Be sure to check out the website. We'll catch you again soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.